Daily Ooh, listener, hello.
No one fights for that anymore.
Hello.
That's a losing argument.
It is.
Hey, what's up?
Well, I was listening a little while ago about some man calling in about a judge or something about beating an animal. So.
Yeah, it was the district attorney.
Neil Pinkston beats dogs.
And no.
See, that's the kind of thing I would normally do. That's the kind of thing I would normally do and get us in trouble.
What I'm calling about is if he wants to call the Humane Society of the United States, I have the telephone number.
Okay.
Also, you'll have to write the president of the Humane Society, which is Wayne Pacullis.
Wayne what?
Pacullis.
Pacullis, all right. What's the number?
For the Humane Society?
Sure.
For the Humane Society of the United States?
Yes.
It goes 1-800-536-8173.
I like the way you did that slowly.
Yeah, I think that's 1-800-DOG-BEAT.
536-8173.
I'll repeat it.
No, I got it. 800-536-8173.
And the address...
But nobody will be able to get that. I'm going on the radio. They won't be able to write it down. All they can do is after the fact. I mean, go in and
he can call them up.
Yeah, that's true. They can bring some pressure
and
down.
And I guarantee they'll do something.
But my argument being that all of his righteous indignation, it's worthwhile. And if that's the way he feels, and if they think that the DA is ignoring law that's on the books, and letting people off light, then they have every reason to complain. But the idea of it being the same as a child abuse. No, there's not.
Unless
an animal's trying to do something to you or trying to do something to your
little. You've got to protect yourself.
Yeah,
I don't know this case here.
The idea of it being equivalent to somebody who is a child abuser. That was where I stopped the conversation and said, no, wait.
Well, child abuser, animal abuser falls about in the same category.
See, we would disagree, and as long as the day lasts, as long as both of us are alive, it's not the same category. A child is a living human being.
Well, what do you think an animal is?
An animal?
No, they're human beings. They're not human beings, but they're God's creatures.
Yeah, they are God's creatures.
Let's
that mouse trap I have in my house.
Are you a vegetarian? Are you vegan?
No, I'm not a vegetarian.
Well, then you're a hypocrite.
No, then you are.
Why am I?
Well, you're disagreeing.
I know. I'm disagreeing with your illogic. You eat animals
that are God's creatures.
I'm not saying that the dogs and children are equivalent, ma'am.
I'm not either.
You so just said it.
You listen.
We can play it back.
Daily listener, you eat God's creatures, yes?
You eat them.
Dogs.
What?
You said a second ago there was no differential between a human and a dog because they're all God's creatures. Now you're saying there is a differential because
they are God's creatures.
Okay. Uh-huh. Do you eat God's creatures?
Yes.
Of course. We all.
Yes, you do.
Unless you're vegetarian or vegan, you do.
The Bible states very plainly that they are put here for us to do that.
Well, anyway, I just thought I'd call to give.
Okay. All right. Well, you did. And then you followed with an illogical argument, and then you just went, no, you are. No, you are. Sterling, say.
But what am I? That's.
I'm rubber, you're glue.
Sorry. It bounces off me and sticks to you.
Sorry, guys. I don't want to come off as disrespectful, but I am over here busting a gut at that conversation.
No, it's not disrespectful.
Told you it was going to be a good show today.
Don't be making fun of God's creatures. She's one of God's creatures. You're one of God's creatures.